In St. John's River Forest subdivision, house after house is hidden behind mountains of drywall, topped with molding couches and swamped pianos. Rolling through the devastated neighborhood are Jefferson Parish Emergency Management Director David Dizar and State Representative Ray Garofalo, whose district includes parts of Orleans, St. Bernard, and Plaquemines. Both lived through Hurricane Katrina. Nearly 2 weeks after Isaac pushed through here, this was their first glimpse at what that storm wrought.
This sure looks a lot cleaner than our debris, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's, you know, the lawns are still, all the foliage is good.
The salt and silt in Katrina's floods turned grass brown and gray. What rushed into St. John was fresh water, but there was still more than enough of it to be frightening, as Parish Public Safety Director Joby Buchwald pointed out at the junction of U.S. 51 and I-10.
All this was underwater, and this is our major interchange. This one in Belterre, water was coming across the interstate.
Back at the administrative building, Parish President Natalie Rowbottom made her plea to state lawmakers for help getting a levee St. John has been asking for since 1971.
It should be a problem for you that the evacuation route was underwater. That should be a problem for the state, not just for St. John Parish.
The disaster tour continued in St. Tammany. Parish President Pat Brister clicked through photographs to show the visiting lawmakers how water had lapped at mailboxes and stop signs in neighborhoods that had never seen such flooding. Brister implied flood protection installed elsewhere may have resulted in the unprecedented scenes in places like Madisonville and Lewisburg.
There has to be a better solution than what we're doing, that is building one levee at a time that just pushes water someplace else.
In Plaquemines, Parish President Billy Nungesser said residents won't return to Ironton and Braithwaite without a guarantee levees there will be built to federal standards.
Any gap is a gap where we're going to flood.
The comprehensive flood protection the parish officials want is largely determined at the federal level, well beyond state lawmakers' control. But Hurricane Recovery Committee Chairman Jared Brossette promised to add to the clarion call of Louisiana's delegation in Washington. Plaquemines Councilman Percy Griffin, who represents all of the East Bank, hopes such a collective voice can get the parish its 100-year levees.
Mayor Landrieu has stepped up to the plate. David better act like he's interested. So if we could get those two people, you know, pushing it in D.C., Cedric Richmond is on board to help us, I think the president can open his ears. I mean, it's election time, right?
Amy Jeffries, WRKF News.